From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program on this beautiful Monday. It makes no difference what the weather is. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Well, I trust that you can say amen to that today. Today, I want us to talk about something that's going on around the world that many of us, particularly here in the United States of America, really probably do not concern ourselves about too much. As a matter of fact, we may not be aware of it as much as we should be. Although I also realize that this broadcast goes into foreign countries, so where I am speaking today is not only here in the United States of America, but in other countries where what I'm going to be talking about today is very prevalent. And that is the concept that there are many people, many Christians, who are being persecuted for their faith. You know, many times when we talk about persecution, we often think of the people back in the Old Testament who were persecuted because they had faith in God, or people in the New Testament because of the fact that they had faith in God, particularly in the days of the early church. And then sometimes we think of the martyrs, that is, those who down through the years actually gave their lives because of the fact that they have had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are being persecuted and even killed for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But one of the things that we fail to understand is that according to the record, there are probably more Christians being persecuted for their faith today than ever before in our history. That is, in the history of Christianity. And we ought to be concerned about that. There are a number of countries where to be a Christian is really putting your life on the line. As a matter of fact, they tell us that the top 10 countries where it's most difficult to follow the Lord Jesus include Afghanistan, North Korea, Somalia, Libya, Yemen, Eritrea, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, and India. And of course, it just continues. There are a lot of other countries as well in which persecution of Christians is at a very, very high rate. Well, it's important that those of us who are not being persecuted for our faith, or those of us who are not a part of the underground church, be in prayer for those who are facing persecution. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 3, the Word of God says this, "Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." Now think of that. That's Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 3. Allow me to read that for you again. It says, "Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body." What is that verse of Scripture telling us? It's telling us that as Christians, we need to be as concerned about those in prison and those who are being persecuted for their faith as though we ourselves are being persecuted for our faith. Now, the question is, do we have that concern? Well, we should. And again, I realize that the vast majority of the people that I'm speaking to right now are very safe. You're not being persecuted for your faith. Oh, it is true that the Bible says that they who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And without a doubt, if we are living for the Lord, we will face certain elements of persecution. Maybe we won't get the job that we would like to have had because we are a Christian. Or maybe we'll be fired simply because of the fact that we were standing up for Jesus Christ on the job. And, you know, there are different ways that we can be persecuted for our faith. And it's true that if we are living for the Lord Jesus Christ, some aspect, some element of persecution will come our way. But remember, today, there are places where if people want to gather together to have a church service, they've got to do it in a safe house or in some secluded place. They cannot do it out in the open like you and I can here in the United States of America. There are people literally in prison around the world today because of the fact that they've stood up for the Lord Jesus Christ in one way, shape, or form in the country in which they live. And so the Bible tells us that we are to remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. And so the point is, as I said, we are to be as concerned about those in prison and those who are being persecuted for their faith as though we are being persecuted ourselves. So let me, if I may, just share some positive principles to consider, as well as some negative principles to consider as we pray about and become concerned about those who are being persecuted for their faith. First of all, some positive principles to consider. Try to put yourself in the place of those who are being persecuted. That's really what this means in the first part of Hebrews 13:3. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. Try to put yourself in their place. Now, I realize that that's practically impossible, but try to anyway. In fact, here are four ways perhaps you can try to put yourself in their place. Number one, remember their lack of freedom. Many people who are being persecuted for their faith do not have the freedom of religion or the freedom to go out on the corner of the street somewhere and tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ or to have an open-air meeting or to pass out a gospel tract. And so remember their lack of freedom, and particularly those who are in prison have no freedom at all. So remember their lack of freedom. Secondly, remember their separation from their loved ones. There are those people around the world today who are in prison because of their faith. They are separated from their moms and their dads and their children and their grandchildren and even friends. They're separated from them because they stood up for the Lord Jesus. Remember them. Try to put yourself into that position. And then thirdly, remember the fear of harm that they might have. Many people, because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, have been beaten and whipped and treated very, very severely. And without a doubt, they fear the possibility of greater harm. Try to put yourself in their shoes and remember that. And then remember the fact that many of these people who are being persecuted for their faith are really uncertain as it relates to their future. They don't know what a day is going to bring as it relates to their persecution. And they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do for fear that the persecution might become greater. But the fact of the matter is, they still will stand up for Jesus. And they have been and are being persecuted for their faith because of the fact that they live for the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are witnesses for Jesus Christ. So try to put yourself in their place. But then here are some negative principles to consider. Number one, never forget them. Never forget them. You may not know people who personally are being persecuted for their faith, but do everything that you can to become aware of their persecution. There are places that you can go to find out how persecution is growing. The Voice of the Martyrs is one particular place, and I'm not necessarily endorsing everything that they do, but I am saying that if you go to the website of the Voice of the Martyrs, you can find out how persecution is taking place around the world. So don't forget them. Be aware of their persecution. Number two, never neglect them. That is, don't forget to pray for them regularly. You know, they truly need to know and sense the fact that you and I are praying for them. And I know down through the years, I've talked to people who have been persecuted for their faith. And one of the things that they have told me that encouraged them is the sense that they knew that there were others praying for them. Number three, never blame them. Never blame them. I remember a number of years ago talking to a person about somebody who was being persecuted for his faith. And the individual that I was talking to said, well, if he wouldn't have done that, he wouldn't have been persecuted in the first place. That's a sad attitude to take. You see, there are those out there on the front lines of Christianity. They are in the front lines of the battle. They are willing to die for Christ. So don't blame them for being persecuted for their faith. Be willing to follow their example. And then finally, never be oblivious to them. Realize that their persecution is real, because it truly is real. And some who are being persecuted for their faith are really in a lot of situations today that you and I really can't even imagine or understand. Listen, we need to pray for those who are being persecuted. Do what you can. Let's do what we can to put ourselves in their place, and then pray for them. You know, I think of the words of the Apostle Paul as he wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, where he said, finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray for those who are facing persecution today. Let's pray for their strength. Let's pray for their deliverance. Let's pray for their protection. But let's pray that God will use them even in the place of their persecution to win others to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for the persecuted Christian and the underground church. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.